Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. We are so excited because it's the finale, and recapping the finale is always so fun. And there's so much to talk about last night's episode. Congratulations to Kelsey and Joey. I was rooting for Kelsey this entire time. They just were so cute and perfect together. And how freaking stunning is that girl? She is a 90s supermodel. Ben is here. He might be a little in and out of this episode because he's doing some talk up in the mountains of Colorado. He's literally in a cabin right now. He told us that the original Walt Disney signed the cabin walls that he's in right now.
Yeah. I can't
the
find
original
it,
Walt
a lot of
Disney,
them.
Not to be confused with Mickey Mouse.
not Mickey, the Walt Disney, but I'm pumped to be here. We have a great group of panelists, right? I mean, just a lot of opinions. I can't wait to hear all the different opinions.
Yep. So we have Rachel Recchia, who was in the audience last night. Got to watch it live. We'll be asking her about the commercial break behind the scenes. Mm. And then we have Susie Evans and Justin Glaze, our favorite new Bachelor. Adorable, adorable couple. Everybody's joining us early on the West Coast. And thank you guys for that. Ben's like, Ashley, why is 8 a.m. early? Like, it's early, Ben. to be like on a screen at 8 a.m. is hard. All right. Let's start at the very beginning. That would be the family meet and greets. All right. So Joey and his family meet Daisy first. Rachel, what's your take?
I mean, I thought it went really well. I thought both of the women fit in really well with the family. I think Joey's mom went a little hard on Daisy at the beginning. I was getting a little nervous, but I think it went really, really well.
Wait, how so? Am I completely forgetting something?
There was like a part where like Daisy was talking about her feelings and she was just kind of like, well, you're one of two. Like there's someone else here. And I was like, you know, we could have just focused on Daisy in that moment. But then I think they ended up having like a really good conversation by the end of it.
Yeah, by the end of it, she said, I'd be honored for you to be my daughter-in-law. Mm-hmm. Both of them were crying. And I was like, oh my gosh. That was quite a moment.
So yeah. Cute.
Justin, Susie, anything else you think worth mentioning in that family meet and greet?
Yeah, I mean, I feel meet I agree.
Family meet and greet.
I think Daisy killed it. I feel like once you tell the sisters and the parents, whatever, yeah, I feel like once she said, if you got down on one knee, I'd say yes, the guard came down and they're like, all right, she's in it. And I think it was a bit of hesitation on Kelsey's part. I think they said this probably because she was a little nervous. That probably would have been me. Like, I think so. Like, how can you know for sure? I mean, at that point, they want you to know for sure, but I feel like that kind of won Daisy over in their eyes, but both of the women did really well with the family meet and greet, I feel like.
Yeah, I felt like Joey's family loved both of them, but like I felt like the mom was getting choked up when she was talking to Daisy and was like, I'd be honored. I was like, oh my gosh, that's like, I feel like immediately they felt some kind of connection with her. So I think it's got to be really hard when you're that, like for everybody, when you're that far at the end and it's like, everyone feels this special connection. So I'm sure that was hard for everybody to watch back.
I think it's a classic scenario where they put that moment in between Daisy and the mom because it was such a powerful moment. And maybe there was one with Kelsey, but usually they try to flip the switch and show the runner-up's family time to be a little bit more emotional, just so that we're perhaps a little thrown off. But I'm really glad that overall they didn't seem to have a preference in the girls. They seemed to like both of them. And yeah, they gave Daisy the slight advantage for saying like, I'm ready for an engagement. But even Kelsey later in the episode, like it was like, well, that's just like, she actually said it to the family too. So that's not my goal right now. Like I want to be with him. Like, yeah, I'm just not here to check off boxes, like ready to get engaged, like must get married soon.
And I love that take. I was like, that's so mature of her for being so young. She's like, it's not like she's there for the ring or just to get engaged, but she was like intentional, which I love.
Yeah, that was like every other bachelor's dream because like so many other bachelors don't really want to get engaged at the end of it. But he was ready.
Yeah.
And he also said, you know, episodes back with Lexi that he wanted years before the actual wedding. And it seems like him and Kelsey are really compatible there. So that's great.
My question is how weird, I mean, I've never noticed, I guess my parents went through it and I could ask them, but how weird does this have to be for the parents? Like, how do you do this moment well? Because you want to give both women that you like the validation of, hey, I think you're amazing. But you also know that like one of these women is not being chosen and now your potential future daughter-in-law is going to have to watch you, you know, give somebody else approval as well. This whole dynamic, I think this episode was unique because both of them were so loved. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be really hard for the parents. Like, how do you enter into this and do it appropriately? Is it do you feel like Joey's like mom and family really did this appropriately? Oh, and like really like did it the right way, or is there a better way to do it?
I think they did a great job. I think they gave both the women like equal amount of like support And I think they were just looking to see like maybe who he meshes with better. But I know when my parents like went through it, they said they were like, there is like no wrong decision. It's like whatever you feel. We just wanted to like meet them. I feel like they did really, really well.
Yeah, I think they did well too. I think you kind of have to realize that this is a normal situation and that like it's just going to be weird that like, yeah, your first encounter was they were approving somebody else as well.
No, I think you're right. I would agree. I mean, I don't feel like Kelsey watching this back is going to be like, oh, my, you know, this really hurts me to see. It's just like, no, this is how it had to happen. How it had to go down.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the one-on-one dates. I do think that they were short. Kelsey even mentioned that they were, particularly the daytime date was short. And I was thinking like, wow, maybe it was like maybe like an hour or two that they had during the day. That's not a long time to spend together. But Daisy's was like, let's get this over with. Like in my head, both of them like didn't really want to be there. Well, with Daisy, it was so obvious to me that he was like, I feel so awkward being with this girl that I know I'm not going to pick. And he kept saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm like, yes, you do. I was almost wondering whether they were using clips from like last week with him saying he doesn't know what to do. Because, or they just didn't want a finale in which The Bachelor was giving everything away early on. I don't know. I felt bad for him for like having to kind of lead her on that one-on-one.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering if it was a show type of thing to even have them go through the night part of it and go through everything, because it was pretty blatantly obvious, especially at the little stone thingy at the end, where he was just like, you know, I'm hoping for the best for both of us and that we both find happiness. So I was like,
bruh. Yeah.
The focus with Daisy was all on like the, it's just, I have two amazing women and I can't believe I have this decision. And then with Kelsey, he was like, don't think about the decision.
Yeah. Right.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I think, yeah, Daisy couldn't even look at him on that date. Like after she heard that, it was like, she couldn't even look at him in his eyes. Like if he would look at her, she'd look away. And I think the same thing was happening. Like, I think they both like couldn't meet eye to eye in that moment. Cause it was like, it was probably just so painful, but yeah, I think everybody knew, especially Daisy at that moment. She's like, I think it's not me.
Were you surprised he didn't break up with her during the nighttime portion?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like if I were in that position, and Joey may have wanted to or requested to, but I don't know if that's a production thing where they're like, no, we're going through it, you know, because I feel like if I were in that position, I wouldn't want to lead someone on. And if the minute that I knew, I'd be like, all right, like, let's just cut it here and move forward with who I'm picking. But from a production standpoint, I'm sure they were like,
we
need our show, you know? So you never know what Joey was requesting or wanting to do.
I felt so bad in the moment when she like had that last attempt. Cause I think sometimes, you know, when it's happening, but you like don't want to believe it. And I think that's where Daisy was at. And she told him that she was in love with him. And I just remember he like, the first thing he did was like lean back.
His body language, his eye contact, so off.
It was so, oh my gosh, I was just cringing. I felt horrible for her. Cause what does she do in that moment? Like, I don't know.
I actually think that like she wanted to say it. She wanted to say it, let him know. Like she wanted it, like she said, off her chest, knowing that it wasn't her. I think she just wanted to express it. And that's why her reaction wasn't even like as painful as we thought it would be. Because if that was the reaction that I got, I would be like, all right, I'm leaving the room now. I feel like I'm going to go crawl into a hole and die.
Yeah, I would have cried there. Like in that room. I would have been like, okay, so like what's happening? I don't know. I think it's so easy for us to look at the situation and be like, I would have done this, but it was just such a horrible, like, last chance date.
But that's why I think it was like, I'm going to make peace. Like, I'm at peace with this. It's not me. I'm just going to express it.
I don't think this is the first time Daisy got the sense that it wasn't her, though. Like, I don't know. I mean, I do think it was hard, and I think it was validation that it was not her. I don't know if it was shocking to her. Like, I think she kind of expected this to be the outcome. Hmm.
Sadly, I think she's just in this mindset where she thinks that she's just never chosen. So she was assuming.
I think everyone gets in their head too. Like when I was going through it, I remember the entire time just thinking it's not you because you're surrounded by so many beautiful women. So maybe it's just like the environment too. Mm-hmm.
And then in the after the final rose, we said that she even reveals, she's like, I thought it wasn't going to be me because I saw the way that the two of you looked at each other mm-hmm. at that final rose ceremony. I mean, the, you know, like the third place rose ceremony.
Mm-hmm. That's tough. I mean, yeah, it sounds like maybe she had an inkling, but I think I as a viewer, hadn't seen the evidence until that little rock scene. Like, I mm-hmm. feel like that's when maybe she did have an inkling before, but I feel like that solidified it. And at least it did for me. I feel like it would have been hard not to know at that moment.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. All right, well, let's go to the, like, actual huge, as Jesse would like to say, bachelor history moment. In which the girls arrived to the rose ceremony together, the altar moment, whatever you want to call it. But first, Daisy gets to Kelsey's room. What did you guys think about the decision for her to go to Kelsey to judge where her standing was?
I think it showed how much, like, they valued each other and how strong their friendship was, because I think it is risky, like, to go and potentially disrupt somebody else's experience and, like, risk putting their, you know, mental state in a bad place, where if they were to compare stories, it's like, okay, well, now I feel insecure, now I'm anxious or whatever. So I feel like it showed a lot of, like, the respect they had for each other, because they were able to navigate the conversation respectfully. And, like, so I think that it ultimately was a good decision, but I don't think it would have worked for everybody. But I think they handled it so well. And maybe Daisy just needed that last little bit of information and somebody that she actually really trusted. I think that's a big part of it too, is just, like, having another person that's not production that they can, like, bounce things off of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Justin, what was your take?
Yeah, I was going to say it's definitely risky, and I feel like it's a relationship to relationship type of thing. Like, not every pairing could have done that, because although I didn't make it as far as your, I mean, technically, you know, I did.
Well, I was like, you were second.
Well, yeah, I didn't have the same experience.
Yeah, okay.
Daisy and Kelsey. But I know towards the end, with, like, even the last four of us, as close as Greg and I were, and even Andrew for that matter, before he left, you know, we, at the beginning, it was all hee hee ha ha, like, how was your date? Oh, you had a hot tub date? Funny. Like, and then it got to, like, the end where it's like, I don't want to hear any of that. So I can only imagine, you know, when it's literally engagement week, I cannot imagine, you know, as close as we were, us, me taking that, or one of us taking that risk of being that close to a proposal and being, like, comparing stories, right? Because Daisy kind of knew what she was coming to the conversation with. But for Kelsey, she was like, for all I know, this girl could be thinking she's the one as well. So I feel like it was so risky. I think Kelsey did a great job of, mm-hmm, like, trusting it and opening up and telling her straight how it was with her and Joey. Because I think, like Susie said, it really could have messed up her mental state if Daisy was coming and being like, I really think it's me, where are you at, kind of thing. But I think they both handled it really well.
Rachel, as someone who went through this completely with another girl, mm-hmm, how did you feel about this moment?
I loved it. That was my favorite moment of the whole season. I loved the car ride on the way there and the moment that they, like, exchanged before Daisy went down. I think it just felt so genuine to me. I think there's a lot of things that I can look at and be like, oh, you know, production might have pushed that or said they should go do this. But I think that moment and their interaction, it was really, really a beautiful thing to watch and a really great ending, I think, to a really good season.
You know what I think comes out of this? And a lot of people on this call could actually probably speak into this. And I would love for you to disagree with me if you feel this way. I actually watched this scene and I said, this is actually going to help Joey and Kelsey's relationship now. Like, this moment, I think, actually helps their relationship, because I know from my experience, one of the hardest things was trying to explain and help people understand the dynamics and why, you know, somebody was chosen, why somebody wasn't, and how hard and weird that day is and how emotional that day is for everybody involved. And I felt like riding in the car together and kind of coming into it as a team, having an understanding, seeing, you know, the emotion on everybody's faces is actually going to help Joey and Kelsey go, no, we can move on now. Like, this, we understand where we're at. And I would love to hear from, you know, obviously Susie and Rachel, especially, like, do you agree with me there? Or do you think, no, this doesn't really, you know, affect anything?
No. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, I think that that's, I think that's a huge part. I'm sure, Rachel, when we were on the show, I'm sure you felt it and saw it as well. Like when things were airing, like the world has so many opinions. And I feel like when we were on the show, like everybody thought it was like you and Clayton at the end. Like I feel like nobody thought that it was me. And so when the world's like putting those opinions out there, like I'm sure Kelsey's seen all season, like Daisy at the first one-on-one, and like everybody thought it was Daisy, I feel like, for a really long time. And I think even up until the finale, I think people were really like thinking it was going to be Daisy and until this last episode. So if I feel like it probably was really good for Kelsey to be able to like have that moment with Daisy and know that her and Daisy are good, and that her and Joey, like they're all on the same page. Like Daisy felt it, Joey felt it, and Kelsey was like, okay, like I feel secure in this. So probably watching it back wasn't as like weird when everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's got to be Daisy, it's got to be Daisy, because I experienced it with Daisy. So she's like, no, I saw what happened, and like I understand this better.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I feel like if I were to put myself in Kelsey's shoes, even aside from that moment of them having Daisy and Kelsey having, you know, that moment together, I feel like I would feel a bit better regardless of that because of how awkward it was between Daisy and Joey. You know, I feel like as Kelsey watching it back, I'd be like, okay, so he really was sure it was me. It wasn't like a last minute, like,
yeah,
Kelsey, you
exactly
know?
Oh, like, exactly, okay,
he was sure, mm-hmm. You know, so
yeah
she never has to watch it back.
No, but it didn't hinder anything, obviously, but
yeah,
I think even without that, I would have been like, okay,
yeah, gave security.
Yeah
Okay, so I would have loved to see the moment where they decided to go in the car together, because that felt like it may have been a little production-y. Because it would, if it truly was the girl's idea, we would have seen it, right? We would have seen them being like, Kelsey being like, you know, do you want to do this with somebody? Like, do you want to do this with me? And then got in the car together. And that would have been cute. I wonder if there was any sort of feeling from Kelsey, like, oh, I want this to be my own moment.
The music was nuts.
The music had us laughing.
The music was nuts.
The reveal from the audience reactions to seeing the two of them holding hands.
I know.
When they did the two shot.
Funny.
I loved
it.
It was so funny. I loved it. I think it's like, it makes it better when you go through it with someone. Like, I don't feel like there's ever a point where like, you're like, I need this moment. Because the moment is like you sitting in a car with a producer, like sitting there nervous and then like filming you by yourself.
Yeah.
So I think going through it with someone is so much better. Even if it was like originally a production idea, I think their body language was so obvious, like that their friendship is so strong.
You also, though, Rachel, have a very unique perspective because you've went through this whole thing with somebody else, like mm-hmm. both sides, you know, you always have had somebody there and you've done it so beautifully. Like, I think that has to take a unique season. There's so many seasons I can think of, obviously, from the past, like if they had Nick Vile and Sean Booth in the same car riding together.
Oh my God.
Amazing. Like the best.
Amazing TV.
I wish it would happen every season. Like, I don't just want it to happen when people get along and when they're nice to each other. I want this to happen when you're like, I hate you so much and I want to punch you in the face and now I have to sit beside you.
The ultimate 2-on-1.
You, Rachel, are like, no, it makes sense to do this together. It's so much easier. It's so much better. It's so much more fun to share stories with other people. I think there's many seasons, probably mm-hmm. most in my mind, where this would have never worked. Like, it would have been more awkward than it would have been supportive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's funny because me and Gabby did ride in the car together on the way to our, like, engagement day. So it was like, it's like so fun. But yeah, I guess I do have the, like, perspective of always doing it with someone else is better, but I agree. I think they should do this every single time now because I want to see everyone sitting next to each other on the final day. I think that's such a good take.
So good.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. we have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. So, like, what happened when they were like, all right, Daisy, you get out of the car first? Because everybody always looks out for that shoe, the bottom of the dress. Who's stepping out of the van first? Because that's the person who's getting dumped. So did Daisy just say, like, okay, this is my... I will get out of the car now. I'll go down and I'll tell him, I know it's not me. Goodbye.
That's what I was saying. I was like, is Kelsey just waiting in the car? Like, Daisy's like, it'll be quick. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is Kelsey doing? ITMs in the meantime? I'm like, I wouldn't be able to focus on anything. I'm like, what is she doing in the meantime?
Also, did Kelsey just get away with having like the least nerve-wracking altar moment of all time? Like, she just got to pull up and be like, it's me.
No, right. I guarantee Justin's right on how this played out, right? They both got there. They both got out of the car. They both went to ITMs. And then one of, like, you didn't know who got pulled back first or last.
Okay.
So you had no clue if you were gone or not.
Okay. But then Kelsey didn't have to do a little speech at the altar. It was just Joey proposing in the most, like, in a classic standard way. She didn't have to reciprocate.
Oh, true.
So I think, so they either cut that out, which definitely is a possibility, or it was just everybody knew. Everybody was aware of the situation. But I think Ben knows more than he's leading on right now.
No, I don't know if she gave a speech or not.
But do you think that they all knew?
No, I mean, I'm assuming she gave a speech. I think how we saw it on television, it felt like it was very clear, obviously, of what was happening. I don't think the two women involved knew at all what was happening until Daisy got back and was like, hey, you know, and she said all the beautiful things to Kelsey. She walked down and saw Kelsey. Like, I think that was the moment they both knew, like, that Kelsey at least knew, hey, this is going to be me. But I'm sure she gave a speech. I'm sure it felt very, like, familiar, like it has every season, but they cut it out. They had to have cut it. You don't just get up there and stand there and be like, all right, bring it on.
I mean, at this point, nothing's going to plan. So maybe she was just like, okay, what do we do at this point? Like,
yeah.
It is all so unorthodox up to this point.
Well, I mean, obviously Kelsey did go down. She knew when she, yes, you said, like, they said goodbye at the van. So, like, of course, when she actually walked down, she did not feel any nerves. I mean, I guess you could always say the possibility that he was going to dump her, that he wasn't going to dump her. Like, we all know this. She knew this. And then it's just, let's just point out that it was a very emotional moment when Daisy hugs Kelsey and says, I know your mom is looking down on you.
Mm. So sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That choked me up.
Really sweet. Yeah. And let's not be naive here. A lot of people here, everybody here, I guess, other than my wonderful co-host, has been a part of a fantasy suite before.
I have been part of two fantasy suites, you rude man.
Yeah.
In Paradise. As I said, Justin has. Yeah, in Paradise. I'm talking like on the show that we're talking about. You've never been a part of a fantasy suite, Justin?
No, I got tossed right before it.
Oh, dang. Okay, well, then there's three of us.
Wait. How?
So Blake had his... And I guess it was so magical, it wasn't worth going through. He was like, I'm good. I'm actually good.
Good.
No need to proceed. Yeah.
Okay, well, three of us here. There's things said in the fantasy suite that probably gave Kelsey a lot of confidence that it was going to be her at the end.
Not to throw shade at our guy, because I think he's great. But Gary also apparently said some promising things. So you can never go by just a pillow talk.
Exactly. So you're right. That's a good point, Justin, because here a season ago, we had a lot of women confused because, like, he said it was me. He said it was me. He said it was me. And then he was like, gotcha. But I do feel like most times there is some validation given in the fantasy suite that allows you some confidence walking into it. There's still nerves because you're like, what if something's changed? What if they had a really great day and he doesn't feel like we did, or she doesn't feel like we did, or whatever. But I don't think Kelsey was surprised that it was her. I think she was hoping that his words held weight coming from the fantasy suite is what I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the way it should be, honestly. I don't think anybody should have a problem with that. It's like, you're getting engaged. Your fiance should have some like validation and confidence going into that day. This should not be a complete shocker to them. They should not be worried about, you know, too much. They should be like, no, he cares about me. He loves me. Let's make this thing happen.
Yeah, but then you get the people that go, then you go in the fantasy suite after that talk, and then you sleep with somebody else. And it's like, well, if you told me it was me, why'd you sleep with her?
Or you can just do it, you know, they did to Justin and say, hey, actually, I'm good.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. That's how you avoid all that.
That's how you avoid all that.
The best way to do it.
That was smart. Okay, guys, anything else to talk about with this first half of the episode before we get into, in the next episode, the Bachelorette announcement? Because that is going to be quite the conversation.
Can I throw out a conspiracy theory that I thought was happening?
I love conspiracy theories. And yes, Ben and I have our own.
Okay, so I obviously didn't happen, but there was this part of me that maybe this is the part of me that just deeply doesn't trust reality TV. But I was like, is this all a huge setup for Daisy to go down and do this? And it was actually her the whole time. And then they have to like, it's like a whole, like I was waiting for it to be a major zinger. And then Kelsey's up at the top thinking that she's the one. And then Daisy has just, I was like kind of low-key sick in the back of my head thinking about like, what if this is what is going to happen? But
I also wonder, like, if Daisy was like, I know it's not me. And he's like, yes, it is.
Yes,
it,
yeah, like, what
happened? And she's like, yeah, I just told Kelsey, like, it's not me. And now it is. And now I actually do love him. So, like,
yeah.
And now if I do, yeah, like, that would have been
like,
nuts.
If she had to go back up there and be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I had this completely, like, I was thinking in the back of my head, crazy. I was like, what if production let them do this? Mm-hmm. Then it would be the biggest twist of all time, actually. Because I was like, what's this big twist going to be?
Yeah, you, Ben, do you want to explain what our theory was going to be?
Yeah, there was a theory we had, but I also agree with you. That would have been wild. And it also would have made sense for how much they built up this ending. That was, yes, it was different, but it wasn't like that different. It wasn't uniquely different than other seasons. We've seen stuff similar or in the same vein. What Ashley and I actually thought there that was going to happen was that Kelsey was going to feel like the default option. Mm-hmm. Especially to the viewer. So Daisy gets down. She's like, hey, it's, you know, it's obviously, you know, I got to go. This isn't going to work between us. And Joey's on the eye and standing there at the, you know.
Yeah, like they were going to make it look like he was really upset about that.
And then it was like Kelsey comes down. He's like, I guess it's you.
Yep.
Which I'm so glad they didn't, because that would have absolutely, one, it would have really made, like, I think viewers upset. Because we would have been like, wait, so is it a love story or is it like not? Nah. And then I think it would have been really hard. And I never want to under speak to this, especially for the people listening. It would have been really hard on the couple if that's how they made it look. Because no matter what, then Joey would be like trying to explain to Kelsey, like, no, it really always was you. And it's just the way it seemed. So I'm glad it went the way it did. But that's what Ashley and I thought was going to happen, was that Kelsey was like the default because Daisy leaves.
Yeah. Mm. Both terrifying. We're so glad that they made it that it was as happy ending as it could have been. Okay. Well, let's take a little pause here and we're going to regroup everyone and we're going to talk about the after the final rose and most importantly, the Bachelorette selection. We will see you next time. Look out for that part two. Till next time, we do love you. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So if you've been looking for a love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive. Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Super special.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive. To learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, They also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.